The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Why is it important for us to bear the mark of the Holy Spirit? And we examine what kind of deposit we have with the Holy Spirit. And a hidden bonus, what is God telling us by the Spirit being in us now?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Just so much more. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? We do have trivia. We do have a radio station that is working. We are on the air. Boy, we're 3 for 3. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for a conversation because it's not professional radio. No, it is not. It's barely amateur radio. It's like two cans held together with a string. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Now, in retrospect of our yesterday experience, let's start off our sponsorship by talking about Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right,
all right, so this is where we went south yesterday. right there at the end of that, it went, and then it was off of like, I think it was off to like 4 or something. It was off pretty late.
Oh, I don't have any idea, but yeah, the electricity went out, so we weren't on the air, folks.
Right, and then we thought we were broadcasting on the internet, so we just right. did an entire segment, which you didn't hear.
I heard it. It was great. You missed out.
It was a really good segment for Wonder Julie, just for her. So let's go back, because Clint, gracious as can be, great spirit. This guy, he's just got that right where you connect with him kind of spirit, where he's loving, he's funny, he's not overly holy. Now, by that I mean doesn't walk around with holy rollers in his head kind of mentality. Look, Mr. Restore is a fire and water damage cleanup service. They do sewage removal, other restoration services. The big thing that I really wanted to tell you yesterday, and that he's going to come back and spend a whole hour with us, but they've got thousands, and I mean thousands of happy customers. I mean, people love them. All right. If you have something going on, they're on site within emergency response within 60 minutes. Family owned and operated, A+ rating with the BBB, UCCC, so you can understand. They work with all the insurance companies. They do free evaluations. You want to go to their website, MrRestore.com. It's not complex. MR for Mr. Restore. If I have to spell restore for you, we have a problem. Restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E, MrRestore.com. Mr, M-R, Restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E.com. You can also hook up through our website, davidspoonmedia.com. You can call them at 877-631-7576. Now, the last time we did this, the whole thing went bink, and Clint was right here, was so gracious. And so we're going to have him come back like the second week in October. And he's going to share his testimony and talk a little bit more again about how he got in the business and what it is they do and how they can help you. And that's a real big part of what we do in our ministry. We love it when there's believers that are working with us and they get to share their testimony. I mean, that is the coolest thing. Two things to tell you. Three things. One, it's expository teaching day because yesterday was supposed to be, and then Clint was coming in, and then the whole thing blew up, so now we're moving expository teaching to today. And if you don't like expository teaching, here's my response. Oh, well. That's my very caring, very loving response. In theory, it is National Chocolate Milk Day, but I am not sure that is correct. Because I found a site that lists all these different, you know, there's like five sites that list all the holidays. And it was the only one that listed it. And there was no cross-reference. So unlike the press, I didn't get a phone call from somebody going, "Hey, I think it's Chocolate Milk Day." And then decide, "Hey, that must be true. I'll just put that out there." We don't do that. So it might be National Chocolate Milk Day. And I'm just happy to know there's chocolate cows that give chocolate milk. So that I think that's helpful. I did get my sticker yesterday.
Yay!
Yes. Well, that is what the little kid said on the car that I cut off. Because, first of all, the sticker is 12 inches by 36 inches. It's on the back of my car. It does not obstruct my view, police officer. But it obstructs the view a little bit. And then it's yellow on a black car. It stands out like you won't believe it. Wonder Julie hasn't seen it yet. She's going to see it, and she's just going to laugh. And then she's going to say, 10 milligrams of Lexapro, not 5. Okay, so here's what I would say. If you see a black car that has a yellow sticker that's like huge at the size of the whole back window, and it has a microphone on it, that's me. Stay away. I'm a terrible driver. Okay? All right. That's easy. Let's start off with our first trivia question. I have three of them. The first one is just to get you in the mood. Is that? I'm doing three of them. The first one's just to kind of relax. Remember, we're going into the weekend. I want you to do well. I want you to kind of, you know, bubble up, get excited. You know, hey, the Lord, you're going to have a great experience with the Lord on Sunday if you get to go to church, or if you have to do it online, if you're shut in and you can't do it, and you can listen to this station and listen to different services. There's different ways to go about it, but we should have an anticipation and excitement, so I want to get you going, get you rolling. Here's the first most simple question I've ever asked. Simplest. Where were the Beatitudes taught? What type of landscaping? There, that's it. Now, if you know that right away, and you should, you just call us, 972-445-0770. Okay, 972-445-0770. We're going to do two other ones. One is harder. It's like easy, medium, and hard is kind of where we're going with it today. I want to talk about Ephesians. We have been doing the expository teaching on Ephesians, and I want to make sure that we stay true to it. We're going to do it once a week until we get through the whole book. So, you know, 16 or 17 years from now, we should be done. It shouldn't be a problem. The bottom line is, if you look at Ephesians, there are six chapters in Ephesians, and it is the first three chapters that talk about our position, and the second three, the chapters 4, 5, and 6, that talk about our practice because of our position. In other words, this is what we should be doing, chapters 4, 5, and 6, because of chapters 1, 2, and 3. So it's kind of this helicopter point of view. And in the very first teaching, we talked about verse 3 through 6. We talked about the greeting first, and then we talked about verses 3 through 6 and understanding that this salvation, this life, this eternal life, this grace, this gift, this mercy is by the Father. That was verses 3 through 6. Last week, when we talked about it, we talked about verses 7 through 12, and that was by the Son. And that's the same thing. Salvation, eternal life, graces, mercies, and so on. And today, we're going to talk about by the Spirit. And that's verses 13 and 14. I might get 15 and 16 there. I doubt it, but we'll try. Here's what verses 13 and 14 say. You also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. And then verse 15 says, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. The first, not third, but the first segment in Ephesians talks about everything we get through the Father. The second segment talks about everything we get through the Son. And now this segment talks about what we get through the Spirit. And for those that are struggling with the Trinity, I would just really encourage you to not try to, you know, fully grasp everything God ever says in one, you know, brief moment. But I will give you a great illustration that was given to me in my master's study. And I think it's one of the better illustrations. I don't care where you put what, but just listen to the simplicity of this. You have a mind, you have a heart, and you have a body, but you are known by your name. So I am David. David's mind, David's heart, David's body. But it's David, okay? But they're all connected. They're equal and separate. I can't do it without a brain, can't do it without a heart, can't do it without a body. So you see how it all works together? It's kind of a cool way to understand it. And what I want you to grasp is while some people go, I think they freak out when they, you know, Trinity, it's like, relax, okay? There is a call in Scripture to fellowship with God the Father. There is a call in Romans chapter 1 to fellowship with God the Son. And there is a call in 2 Corinthians 13, 14 to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You can't escape that. You're not, you know, I don't believe that. Okay, well, then just throw out the rest of your Bible. We're called to fellowship. In fact, the Holy Spirit is called the Counselor, and I always ask people when we talk about it and they bring up the Holy Spirit in their lives, I just say, how's your counseling going? And don't tell me the Holy Spirit is not your counselor. Otherwise, you're just defrauding everything Jesus said and defrauding everything God gave in regards to the testimony of his Son. You can't do that. Okay? Now, do we fully grasp God? I can't figure out what God is doing in the midst of a trial when I know he's just requiring me to be patient. So no, you can't fully figure it out, but you can appreciate that God communicates himself as Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit so you can get a little bit of a grasp, right? And I do like, and we'll close with this and then come back, I do like the idea that the Holy Spirit's like sunshine. You only escape the Holy Spirit if you stay in the darkness. That's a good one right there. Ooh, I like that. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Everyone and everything
they find, he's the hungry giant. Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water,
are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media, for a picture on the car. I think it's cool. Yeah. Oh, and I did do a new YouTube about the greatest book ever written. So there is something on YouTube, if you type in David Spoon Media, there is a new one. I forget. I'm going to, before I read our sponsor, I'm going to kind of respond to my own trivia question because it was a trick question. is that nice of me? I wanted to do a trick question. The question was, where were the Beatitudes taught? And I was like, what's the landscaping? You got to keep in mind where the Beatitudes were taught. They were taught on the Sermon on the Mount. See, that whole thing took place. Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. That whole thing took place on a mountain. So when people think of Jesus giving the Sermon on the Mount, or they think of the Beatitudes, they think, well, there's this big crowd, and then Jesus is there. It's like he was up on a mountain, okay? And he must have been, if he was up on the mountain and it was a natural, people say, well, it was a natural amphitheater that was pointing down, this, that, whatever. It's not the point. The point is we call it the Sermon on the Mount. So it was a little bit of a trick question. Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that in your direction for a little bit of fun. Here is the true trivia question that you have to think about. What were John the Baptist's clothes made of? What were John the Baptist's clothes made of? Haha, there's something to think about. 972-445-0770. This segment brought to you by our good friends at The Benefit Link.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling. I know you won't let me down.
So Medicare is a national health insurance program. People know that. But Medicare can be confusing and does not always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. And so this is where The Benefit Link comes into play. No cost. I can't say this enough. No money. Zero. You don't get charged. The other side of the equation has to pay. Nothing to do with you. What they do is they examine what your Medicare situation is, and they tell you what you're not getting, what you could be getting, and they don't charge you a penny for it. I think that's just like, you can't beat that. 972-BENEFIT, 972-BENEFIT. 972-BENEFIT, or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. BenefitLink.com. BenefitLink is passionate about providing peace of mind. There you go. There you go. There you go. Okay. We do have somebody who is calling in. I don't know. Are they calling on the trivia? Is that... I believe that is correct. Okay. I hope they're not calling to tell me I'm a terrible driver. Okay, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm blessed. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. So you're feeling pretty good about this one, right? This is... I hear hesitation in your voice.
No, I think I know what it is.
All right, talk to me about the clothing, John's clothing. What was that made of?
Well, it was made of camel's hair, and he ate locusts.
That is correct, sir. It was camel's hair. He had a leather belt. He ate locusts and wild honey. Now, here's a follow-up question. I do not expect you to get it, but it is an interesting thought. Why, besides the simplicity, why do you think he wore camel's hair with a leather belt? Why do you think he did that?
Well, he's kind of a hermit in some ways. I mean, he didn't associate with too many people until he got into his ministry.
Right.
I think he was mostly out in the desert being prepared for the ministry. That's my thought.
That's excellent thinking, but here's where I'm going to take you. That's the similar wardrobe to Elijah. And so he had a connection. 2 Kings 1:8 tells us that Elijah wore some type of hair with a leather belt and so on. So because he came in the spirit and ministry of Elijah, a lot of people think, well, that's why he dressed that way. It's not a fact, but it's a very interesting coincidence.
So you're so smart. You're so smart. I wish you was my pastor. Yeah, I wish we had a church and you were leading the church.
Yeah, well, every time I think I'm smart, you know what happens, right? Then the Lord comes in and goes,
yeah, I know.
Hey, dummy, look at this. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's the trouble. It's the problem. Yeah, you get haughty and the good Lord will run you down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, nobody stands up before him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Amen. Good job. I really appreciate it. Excellent answer, by the way.
Thank you. We love you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's so nice of him. Isn't that nice? We got the cool. Our people are cool, right? I mean, I don't have to. They're cool. That's it. Just keep it that way. All right, let's get into the text because I want to make sure you understand something. This is really kind of an interesting especially in lieu of Revelation 13. This is really rather interesting. In Ephesians 1:13, it says this, you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Now, what's interesting is that most people and in most of the discussions people will have will center around maybe Revelation 13 and talking about the mark and the mark of the beast, and you can't buy and you can't sell without that mark, which, you know, there's an argument as to whether that's a literal mark or not a literal mark, and to be just totally honest, it's probably both. But, I mean, because you get into the point where you can't buy and sell unless you buy into the system with whatever you put your hands to, whatever you set your mind to, which is the hand of the mind. But it probably all works together. But here's the key in this. Before that was written... Okay, because John wrote that 93 AD on the island of Patmos. Here, Paul is writing in Ephesians, and he says, we are marked with a seal, and it's the Holy Spirit that does it. Now, what's key about that, understanding that marking, is that that marking, that word is the same word that's used for a signet ring. You know, it's a ring where you either heat it up or heat wax and put it in the wax and then put your seal on it. That's the seal of the Holy Spirit. And what it denotes is the most important thing. I can't believe I used the word denotes. Wow. This is an old note I wrote. It denotes. Wow. It illustrates or shows ownership. The seal is ownership. So what the people that are getting the mark of the beast, getting that mark are identifying with the worldly system, with Satan's system, with systems that are anti-God. But we, when we are sealed with the Holy Spirit as Christians, that is a mark, but it's a mark of God's ownership. That sealing, that signifying, signet ring, is ownership and authenticity. If you want to know whether or not you're sealed with the Holy Spirit, I'm going to make it really easy. I'm actually jumping ahead a little bit, but I'm just going to make it super easy. We're not actually talking about where the theological structure comes in of the Ordo Salutis and the breakdown of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to make it super easy for you. You want to know if the Holy Spirit's working in your lives? Do you get away with everything and never have to worry? Or is there a time or two where the Holy Spirit goes, hey, stop that? And I'm not talking about your conscience. I mean, I'm talking about there's another part of you that raises up and goes, hey, you shouldn't do that. That's how you can know the Spirit is working. I had a very good friend. He passed away about a little more than a year ago. And he said, well, I just want to know how the Spirit of God is in me. I said, you ever get convicted by sin? He goes, all the time. I go, count on it. It's like, it's a terrible thing to say, but it's true. That the Holy Spirit in us is making us, transforming us image step by step into the image of Christ, and that means the eradication of sin, not that we're guilty for judicially, but that we still touch into that the Lord wants us to separate from. And it's like, so you think, well, do I have the Holy Spirit? I know it's a ridiculous way to say it, but there's a great truth in it. It's like, how much are you getting away with? Not much? Yeah, you can count on the Holy Spirit's working in your life because the Holy Spirit's challenging you. Well, that's a great demonstration of the mark. You see, that mark, that signet, that ownership, you may not see it the way that God sees it. Remember, the Holy Spirit is God, not a power source. And let's just make sure we understand this. So Jehovah's, there's some Jehovah's Witnesses that have this mindset that, well, the Holy Spirit's not actually a person, it's a power source. The problem with that is in Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit, lied to God, and I can't look at the power source on the lamp in front of me and go, you are a baboon. Or I am a baboon. You see what I'm saying? That you don't lie to it. You can only lie to a person. Okay? You can't lie to a power force. So the idea here is that God is in you via the Holy Spirit, and he's looking, and you are one of his, redeemed as one of his, and he sees that signet. He sees that ownership. And again, if you're thinking, well, am I one of his? Just tell me. Getting convicted? Oh, okay, good. There's your answer. The answer is yes. Now, when we come back, I want to hit on the deposit part of the Holy Spirit because there's something really cool in that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Their favorite joke is when the guy comes in, he goes golfing, and comes into his wife, and he just got back from golfing. You know this one, he's sweating everywhere. Oh, this is a classic. He's sweating everywhere, and he's really tired. He's like and she's like, what happened? He goes, oh, my gosh, it was the worst. It was about the fourth hole, and we were playing, and all of a sudden, you know, Herb fell over and had a heart attack. She goes, oh, my goodness, what did you do? He goes, well, it was hit the ball and pull Herb. Hit the ball and pull Herb.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background, David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. My phone just said your battery may run out soon. Should last till 3:30. Okay, then I'm good. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media, and YouTube, David Spoon Media. You're welcome to reach out to us. This segment brought to you by our good friend Jamie Blumenthal. President of Retirement Strategies and Solutions, RetireTheRightWay.com. That's their website, 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667. The thing I like about Jamie, there's a couple things I like. He knows his stuff. He's in large support of safe money. You know, it's like if you work for your life and you've got, if you've got $5,000, $50,000, or $100,000 or more, and you've got, and you want to make sure that that money works for you as you get older and you retire, I think it's like, yeah, I want somebody who gets safe money is important to me. I mean, that's just really what it is. It's like, I want that money safe. I want a guy that gets that. He gets it. That's it. There's nothing else to it. RetireTheRightWay.com. Plan right, retire right. Retire the right way. Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal, Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Plus, they got a cool song. I like that. Manny, 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 manny. Okay. Now you know why I'm not a singer. Next trivia question before we get into the deposit of the Holy Spirit. This deposit part's like one of my faves. And so I'm just relishing that I get to share it with you, because I don't just share it with you. I share it with myself. And I really like that kind of stuff. Here is my next trivia question. Excellent job on our last trivia question by our good friend Jerry. Good job. Good job. In the New Jerusalem. Okay. So we went all the way from Matthew 3, now we're going all the way over to Revelation. In the New Jerusalem, what are the 12 gates made of? What are the 12 gates made of? I will tell you this, for all the people that argue up and down, and I've actually heard this myself, you can't say it's hearsay, if you hear it firsthand, people saying, well, I don't want to go to heaven if there's a wall there. There is an extremely large wall surrounding the New Jerusalem in the new heavens and the new earth. And if you don't want to go there, don't. That's my answer. Don't. Don't go. That's fine. But I'm going. I mean, you don't have to go. But there's a wall. Okay. You ever read Ezra and Nehemiah? The entire book is about the people building a wall. I mean, the entire book together. Used to be one book, by the way, in the Hebrew, and they split it up in two. Why? Because we're not so bright. That's why. All right, so just let me know if you think you might know the answer to that. 972-445-0770. What were the gates made of in the book of Revelation in the New Jerusalem that came down out of the skies? Let's go into this deposit thing. I do have to tell Wonder Julie, I remind me at the end of the show to remind you about something. That's code for if I forget, please help me. I'm getting older. You know, I worked out today prior. I don't normally work out before I do the show. Normally I do the show. I worked out today. I will never, ever, 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 ever do that again.
Why? It's supposed to get your blood pumping.
I am in so much pain right now. Oh. If I could just smack my head against this desk for about 10 minutes, I think I'd feel better. That's pretty sad, isn't it? This is because you do those exercises. You go, oh, I used to do this when I was 20, when I was 25, when I was 30, and that just keeps going up. And then the worst part about it is I'm looking at somebody next to me who looks like he's 90 years older than me, and I run in like a champ. So it's like, oh, my goodness. I got a long way to go. All right, verse 14, talking about the Holy Spirit in Ephesians chapter 1. It says, who is the deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are called, who are God's possession? Sorry, let me reread it. The Holy Spirit, who is the deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. So this passage here is talking about, remember verse 13 and 14 is talking about 3 through 6 is by the Father, 7 through 12 is by Jesus Christ, verse 13 and 14 is by the Holy Spirit. So you get to see this cool little breakdown, and we already talked about being marked and being sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which, by the way, the Holy Spirit was promised. We'll get into that another time. And verse 14 says, who is the deposit? Now, I'm not going to belabor this point extremely long. I'm simply going to bring into your life and mine the reality check of how many deposits we have made. Okay? How many deposits? So I think somebody's calling to answer the question. That's good. And the first thing I want you to think about is if you've ever rented we'll talk about purchasing a house, but if you ever rented a house or rented an apartment, ever, you have to have a deposit, okay? That's just one of the requirements. Got to have a deposit. It's required. Pretty simple. Sometimes it's first months and last months. If it's an apartment, usually it's kind of a specified amount. So there's a deposit. That deposit... Okay, was that for pizza, or was that somebody who's just
no? It was Jerry calling back saying, "Remind David that his show also plays on the weekend to tell people that if they miss it now, then they can listen again on the weekend."
I gotta hire this guy as my PR guy.
I told him it was a great idea, and I would forget. Pass it along.
We are the weekend, aren't we?
Yeah.
I'm getting older. As I'm sitting in this chair, so listen. This is what happened to my wife and I. We had a home, and then we got caught in the disaster, the 2008-9 disaster. I don't know if anybody else got caught up in that. We got caught in that, and our house was I won't tell you the dollar amounts. Let's put it this way. If the house was worth $100,000, then the house was worth $20,000. It dropped 80%.
That happened to a lot of people.
And just in case people want to know, the house that I'm still talking about is still down 65% from the original. It's just like, wow, we really took a bath there. Okay.
Ouch.
Yeah, it was a big ouch. Anyway, so we had to get into an apartment because of all the stuff that happened. Just stuff. That's what happens. It's like, hey, we're not going to stop doing ministry. I'm not going to blame God because I don't know how to run a checkbook. It's not God's fault. It's my fault. So they say you need a deposit. And I go, well, what does the deposit do? And they tell you. You know what the deposit does? It holds your place. Nobody else can have it. It's yours. And actually, if they have the deposit, my understanding, and it's probably different here in Texas, so don't get mad at me. But my understanding is if they give it away while you have the deposit, not only do they have to pay you your deposit, but they have to pay you compensation on top of that. So they never want to do that. It's never ever. So that deposit says, that's yours. It's done. Well, the Holy Spirit is our deposit for that which is to come. So God pays a deposit, the Holy Spirit, inside you, and that deposit says, man, you got a nice future. Man, you got a nice house coming. And it's like, wow. Wait, so this whole thing with the Holy Spirit where I get really upset because the Holy Spirit convicts me of sin, and I don't like that, just so you can know. But actually, it speaks volumes about something altogether different. It's a down payment with a guarantee of more to come. Yeah. You see, the deposit that the Holy Spirit is in your life, now watch this, it's going to freak people out. It's a security deposit. So just think about this. People are arguing, you know, there's a big argument in theology for Calvinism and Arminianism on once saved, always saved. I mean, that's, you know, anybody who's sitting there thinking, well, I want to get saved, but I want to sin so much, I want to see how far I can push the limit. That person's not saved. Don't worry about that. Okay. Here's what you got to know. If you want to know about security and your salvation, the Holy Spirit is your security deposit. The Holy Spirit in you is that deposit. And that Holy Spirit came through Jesus Christ. And that came through Jesus Christ because God the Father gave it to us. And it's like, oh, that is good stuff. Because that makes it a lot more sure than me going, did I do it right? Did I do it wrong? Did I do it right? Did I do it wrong? The Holy Spirit is the proof of the truth that there's more to come. That's the greatest part of the deposit. It's secure. It's refreshing. It's a blessing. Even though being made to look like Jesus Christ is a process, and let's be honest, it has its moments. Then it does. The truth is, as the Lord is working into us and kind of changing and altering things, all of that testifies that we are going to be dancing on streets of gold. Instead of that being depressing, it should be the most wonderful thing in your life. The deposit of the Holy Spirit securing, bringing security into our lives. Listen to what the next three words say. Guaranteeing our inheritance. You can win the lotto and a state can go broke and you won't get a penny. You'll be part of the bankruptcy. You can have an estate that's owed to you, and if it's built into a housing structure and the land and the housing structure goes bust in time for due, you're going to get nothing. But in our case, our deposit is the Holy Spirit guaranteeing our inheritance, which is God himself guaranteeing what we're going to come into. That, my friend, that is eternal security. That's what it's supposed to be. Maybe we can act that way. just a thought. Just a thought. All right, folks, we're going to take our break here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
An important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God, return the ark to Israel. That spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place, solution. That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me. Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white.
I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and the website davidspoonmedia.com. Well, you know what? I think I also put that picture up of the sticker on the website. People are like, what's the big deal about the sticker? You'll see. When somebody's zooming in and out of the lanes, you'll go, hey, that's Dave. Fast radio show, fast driver, you know. Let's see. I want to get to the rest of this, but so I want to make sure that we do that, but I want to give the trivia opportunity again. In New Jerusalem, this is in Revelation 21, there are 12 gates. I'm not talking about the different things the walls are made of. I'm not talking about the layer that's gold or anything like that. There's just 12 gates. There are a ton of jokes that go with this, and I know you guys know the answer. What are the gates made of? And for those that are really having a hard time, think of Christian jokes that maybe have to do with Peter or something. That might help you. That's the only thing I can give you. I can't give you more than that, or I'm just giving you the answer. 972-445-0770 for those that have a hard time remembering the number like I do. 972-445-0770. I want to finish this out on the Holy Spirit in regards to verse 13 and 14 Ephesians. Verse 14, we just talked about the deposit who's guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. There is coming a point, and I understand that people mock Christians. I get it. I do actually understand that. And I understand that those people don't have faith and most likely will never have faith. But there's coming a point where redemption takes place, and what I think we forget is there is redemption that God declares, and then there's redemption which God executes. So in other words, there's a redemption where God will say, like in verse 7, we have become his possession, and then there is redemption, like in verse 14 here, where he collects us as his possession. And what happens is in between God making the declaration and in between him collecting us. And by collecting us, I'm talking about whether it's the rapture or whether it's a rapture and then followed by this or followed by this. Whatever that is, the collection of all the beings, all of us who have faith in Christ, collecting us all together, the execution of that collection is the ultimate for redemption. That's the ultimate part. So we get to find out that we're justified now, we're being sanctified, and we will be glorified. And as you know, even though that justification has been granted to us, God hasn't fully executed everything because Christians still die, and death is a result of the law. Remember, the law, breaking the law results in death. So God hasn't fully executed the fullness of his plan, which is what Ephesians essentially is about in chapter 2 and 3. But there's coming a point where God's going to say, that's it, and he's going to, he's got the Holy Spirit in us now, and he's working in us now, and he's letting us know by the Holy Spirit being inside of us, he's guaranteeing what's coming, and it's going to come to the point where he's guaranteeing, and then bingo. Then he's going to collect. And what will happen is, however that eschaton is, whether he comes, we go up, he, you know, if we go up as a rapture, and then he immediately comes back down, if we're away for a while, however that is, once I'm with the Lord, do I care? No, I don't care. Okay, I just want to be with the Lord. To depart and be with Christ is far better. So I'll just stick with that. To live is Christ, to die is gain. I'll just stick with that. Here's the bottom line. God is going to pull this and do this. In the meantime, you're going to have people who are worldly, who are like, the world is going to explode. It's going to melt. It's going to flood. And if you remember, I mean, I'm just 20 years ago. It's going to flood. It's going to flood. It's going to flood. And then the polar ice caps stopped doing the same melting thing. And now all of a sudden, a movie like The Day After doesn't even work anymore. And now it's climate change. There'll be climate warming. And then it'll be climate warming, cooling, you know, this, whatever. And they'll keep changing. And it's never going to stop until God collects us. And what we do as Christians, what we're told to do, is lift our eyes up because our redemption draws near. And what we're told to do is anticipate. The problem with people that aren't premillennialists is they have no sense of urgency. The problem with premillennialists is they have such an excitement about escaping that they are not always active. These are all problems all the way across the board. There's no point in trying to say it doesn't exist. It exists all over the place. The reality is that we should be living as though the Lord was coming back tonight, and yet not for 20 years, and yet not for 1,000 years. In so that we are planning and doing and occupying and progressing. But there is coming a time where Jesus is going to be in the sky. The trumpet is going to blow. I'm going to go with Billy Graham on this one, and then who I think from a theological point of view nailed this part down. First thing you're going to hear is a trumpet. And there's going to be a trumpet, and it's going to be, that's it. Now, if there's a trumpet and then there's the rapture, premillennial, mid, post, or it's all millennial, or it's post, there's going to be a trumpet, and that's it. And we shouldn't be so caught up in whatever's going on that we are deaf to the trumpet. We should be listening. Because as things go nuttier and nuttier, we get closer and closer. I hesitate to share this with you, but I will. And please don't get mad at me, and don't send me an email because I'm not going to respond to it. Here's the bottom line. When Barack Obama was originally elected, all these Christians were like, it's the end. I mean, I'm not a couple, like a couple hundred thousand. It's the end. It's all over. So on the air, I asked, well, I thought that's what we wanted. Boy, I got crucified. My point is, that's the point. We want to be, this is great, but there's no Band-Aid that's going to fix this earth. We need the new heavens and the new earth. We need the new program. Let's go. Let's get everybody saved. This guy's going to say, let's get going. See what I'm saying? That's the redemption until the Holy Spirit's working us until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Yeah, cool. That's what I want. Redeem us, Lord. You've redeemed us judicially. Now redeem us practically. Let the trumpet blow. Let's go. Even at the end of Revelation, come quickly. Come on. Come on down. That's what we want, right? All right. So at the end of Fridays, though, typically we pray, and we're going to do that again. And so we only got like 2 minutes, and I'm just going to pray that the Lord would, you know, help us keep what is good and get rid of what's not good or not helpful. And then ask the Lord just to bless your weekend, and forward we go. Father, we come before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, with help from the Holy Spirit as we pray this prayer. We ask you, Lord, for those that do not know you, that they would call upon your name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. They would call upon your name even in this moment. And they would ask you to be Lord of their lives. Jesus, you died for our sins. You were buried. 3 days later, you rose again, and you are coming back soon. We praise you for that and look forward to that. And Father, for those people that have never prayed that or made that decision, this invitation is an opportunity for them to make that decision to follow you. And for the rest of us, as we've gone through our week, we've heard different things and we've thought different things, and we think we know it all, and then we know we don't know it all, and there's so much to grow and so much to know. We ask that first and foremost, your peace would just surround our hearts and minds. As the world goes nutty around us, we would just stand firm in our faith. And that anything that we've learned this week that helps us draw closer to you, we would hang on to that for everything. And the stuff that doesn't matter, just let it drop by the way. And be with us this weekend, and let us not be absent of thinking about you or listening for your trumpet. We rejoice, we glorify you, we praise you. All these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. All right, I only got 10 seconds, so I will tell you now that the gates were made of pearls. The pearly gates, the pearly gates. Oh, you guys are killing me. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 71-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
For all the blessing that you give me, thanks a lot.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.